So, anyone got a question for one or all of the panel? They were so diverse that it's hard to come up with one. I've got one if no one is burning. Okay, well, I'll start. There's a hole here that Joa did. And it's about the future and where something might go. So I'm just curious for each of you, if you could imagine, what kind of response would you like for the work that you produced from speaking today or from the journal? Where would you like it to go? Or what would you like all of us to do with it? Left of field, I think.
I mean, whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
I think for me, in the writing in the journal, it's an attempt to write a little bit about the difficulty of performing, and how do you translate that those experiences of difficulties into words, but also into the process of writing. Mm. So it's not just about words, but the lexical. It's about the process of writing itself, and how do we write about that? And I think I quite often read. Particularly somebody who's a lot of kind of editorial things to read. Quite often read about experiences where somehow the experiencer is missing. And I'm quite interested in that because I see what Ben's talking about in terms of making it harder. But I don't think what I'm saying is contrary to that. What gets lost for me somewhere is in the process of trying to make things more academic or more scholarly, that individual experience gets lost, and it's that individual experience that actually can be abstracted from. I suppose I could have talked about kinesthetic empathy when I was out here and said, okay, look, I'm doing this thing. How is it for you? How is it in your body now? What's happening? And can you write from there? Because also, Karen, your piece was kind of on the five-word response, wasn't it? So I could have asked people to write a five-word response to that, but to take the action into your own bodies and then write from there.
And I find myself then drawn to the question of whether the reader, whether it's possible to have that experience reading as if you had done it, or it relates to the question, whether you can learn through the reading at an experiential level, and you actually go through that as you're reading.
I think part of the reason I chose that action was it was such a difficult thing to write.
Absolutely.
So I was interested then, that would be an action that it seemed to me needed to be learned through witnessing in some way. But in other cases, I think you can learn through the process, yes. The process of reading generates responses, experiential responses.
And I think that's one of the reasons that I personally find it very difficult as a practitioner to write, because I don't want to write about it.
Mm.
I want to find a way to write that captures the essence of what it is that I'm wanting to.
I think based on that, I think one, an ambition that I would have for the journal and also for the contribution that Clara and I have made is something to do with indicating to the entanglement of image and text. In the presentation, it was not possible to actually disentangle the two, because for us, as with many of the artists, they are absolutely bound with one another. What I find actually, I describe myself as a writer, artist, and often in that order, and what's interesting about working within the predominantly fine art environment is how much language is maligned. And I think this is really unfortunate, because actually most artists actually write really well. However, there's a crisis of confidence in many people's writing. And I think if there could be more to do with how you might develop a kind of experiential form of writing practice, I think there needs to be much more of that, because otherwise we're kind of colluding in that a bit, really, or we're kind of complicit in this idea that writing is hard. Yes, actually writing is hard. And and I think that's the driver Claire and I are thinking about. Why would you not want to exercise that? You could say the same in terms of any kind of embodied process. Yes, actually, sometimes it's really hard, and it requires labour, and it requires a certain kind of discipline and a certain kind of repetition. But that's not reason enough not to do it.
Stanislavski said, I cannot manage my enormous amount of material and I'm drowning in it. And I think perhaps to some extent you'll know what that's worth doing. I think that one of the things I like about Stanislavski is the thing that he's been, these books have been much maligned recently, and I think I think that there is something in them which I've kind of pulled out in my article and in my research that is sometimes missed because people focus very much on, you know, what did he say about this, about this, about this, and it's that aboutness. And I think that I wrote here about training, writing about training, to train, or writing training. I don't know if those are the only three options, but they are different. And that is where language, as you say, you know, language is actually, being precise with language is incredibly useful. And the field of cognitive linguistics has a lot to which is some of my background, has a lot to contribute here, because the more precise you can be about what you're saying and how you say it, the more nuanced. People have said to me, oh, I don't like your tables. I brought this in case anyone was interested in the pages and pages and pages. This is just a sample. But in my article in the magazine, you don't get the colour. So this kind of logical analysis has got me to a place where I can see teeny weeny little nuances of unconscious process. Who would have thought that that would be possible? And so this is, you know, hard and soft together. Yeah, this is kind of no worry. Yeah, that's
thank you. Joe, did you want to respond?
I think it doesn't really lead into a productive direction to come back to this notion of.
Mm-hmm.
Language doesn't adequately, can never be adequately representing the experience, or something is lost, so therefore the written articulation is something minor in relation to the original. Because I think there's always constantly translations going on, and there's never the original in all these steps of abstraction. Even the original has never been an original, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a translation, and it's impossible, so to speak, to do the same thing again. So why not accepting or cherishing each minor translation as an event, as a thing, an epistemic object in itself, instead of saying, well, I myself have the tendency to say, oh well, this article in the journal, it's crap because there's nothing alive there.
Mm.
But then no, it has done its work. It is performing. Even if it's just before, has been performing for me, I also gave it to my collaborators in the collaborative research, and it has worked with them. So it does its job, but it doesn't do another job than that thing or that thing or that thing. So I think it's not a good idea or constructive to play them out against each other.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm really sorry, but we are going to have to stop. But I just want to end with something that John said to me.
It's just my laptop.
What was it about the picture of someone in the garden we were talking about earlier?
Colourful, I heard.
Why isn't it closed? It must be closed.
We just wants to share.
It was to draw attention to different kinds of experience.
So just to end, John said to me in the coffee break, this can't end here. I mean, I think we were talking in terms of the journal that was taking some of these kind of provocations on and working with them. And I certainly agree with that, and I'm sure you all do. So there's an instant way of picking up on that, which is to go to the blog, and you've all got the connection now on your programme. And respond in ways that you want to know. If you haven't had a chance today to really talk about some of these ideas, or you need more time to sit with it. The blog offers you a chance also to draw, add diagrams, do a bit of both. So please do feel free to do that. You can also put video up, so you can record material and submit that as well. So I know we've got a group of students at the back. There's maybe something that you're in the midst of that you feel talks to the kind of discussions we've been having today, and you could do something from the studio base and offer it for the blog, that would be very welcome. So I think there's many, many ways that we can take this on, and I think we should, and we should accept the provocations that have been given to us by Mary and Dick and John and Simon, who's not here, and then added to, very helpfully, by Karen, who came in as the artist to respond to this journal. And then all of you who've not only contributed to the journal, but then come and spoke about it, which I find very, very helpful to have that combination. So there's no reason, there's no excuse for us not to, to really move this on, and I hope we all do. The final thing I have to say is just a thank you to Theatre Dance Performance Training for some funding for our event, and thank you to Royal Holloway, Department of Drama and Theatre and Dance now as well, Research for also funding for the event. And I think I've done everything. So thank you all for coming.